Over 230 buyers from 17 countries descended on Killarney this week between Monday and Wednesday for Mehill 2023, Ireland's most important tourism trade event. It was organised by Fall to Ireland in partnership with Tourism Ireland and took place at the Gleneagle INEC Arena and gave Irish tourism businesses a platform to sell to top international buyers and tour operators. And business deals worth millions of euro to the Irish economy were signed over the course of the three-day event. Well, I popped along to it and spoke to a number of people. You're going to hear now from three of the Irish businesses and one of the international tour operators.
My name is Anya McLaughlin and I work for Aran Island Ferries.
So you're here at Mehill, obviously, to promote the business. Would this be something you would do on an annual basis?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an opportunity that we welcome every year. It's 2 or 3 days, pretty much jam-packed with high-quality tour operators from all over the world who are very interested in programming Ireland. They already program Ireland, so lots of enthusiasm, lots of excitement every time I come. So really looking forward to getting cracking into our meetings today.
And would a big part of your business be that pre-organised trip, you know, groups coming from the States or whatever country it is, and that they'd have their trip planned and their ferry booked?
Yeah, it is. It comprises, I would say, probably about around the 30% of our business. So building relationships with these tour operators all over the world, also encouraging new operators to program Ireland. That's really important to my role here at Aran Island Ferries, and Mehill provides the perfect platform to do that.
Would many of your tours, would they be coming from the States or would it be a mix of different countries?
A mix from different countries. We would see most of our visitors come from North America. That said, we welcome a lot of Europeans on our ferries as well, particularly from Italy. We see a lot of them travel in August. But it's great that our experience appeals to a very wide range of people. And here at Mehill, we're meeting tour operators from all over the world, North America, Europe, Asia, and it's lovely to see the interest that these tour operators have in Ireland, but of course the west coast of Ireland as well, and most specifically the Aran Islands.
And would those tour operators, would they generally be organising bigger trips or smaller or a bit of a mix?
It's really a mixture. We can get groups of up to 50, we can get 11, 12. And then some of these tour operators, they would organise smaller trips for groups of less than 10. So it's really a wide variety of different types of groups that travel on our ferries from these different tour operators.
I suppose the Americans especially, they would plan quite far in advance, wouldn't they? So they'd be kind of looking at next year.
Exactly, yeah. We see a lot of the Americans, a lot of the Germans typically book far in advance. So we're already talking about 2024, 2025. But then you get other nationalities that are more last minute. So we will see bookings from them coming in for this year. So it's brilliant. We want to plan ahead as far as possible. It's great to be here to do that.
And how is this season looking?
It's great. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of the tour operators that we didn't have over the last couple of years. Their bookings are coming in towards the end of the year for this year. We've already seen bookings coming in for next year. So that's giving us a lot of confidence. There's a lot of positivity now. It's really great to see.
And would you think this year would be kind of more back in line with, say, pre-COVID?
It's very difficult to tell right now because it's so early in the year. It is hard to know whether we will see 2019 numbers. I guess that's the gold standard now and that's what everybody is hoping for. But I can't see us being that far off it. I hope I'm right. Time will tell. But you know, based on the group bookings that we're getting at the moment, the signs are good.
Alan May is my name, from Mullingar Bike Hire.
And Alan, this is your first time at Mehill?
First time, yeah, so we're giving it a go and see how we get on.
What are you hoping to get from it?
Well, it's a fantastic opportunity to meet 250 tour operators coming into the country. So great opportunity to sit down and have a chat with them and build on our business. We're in the heart of Ireland, sitting on the Royal Canal Greenway. So it's a fantastic amenity we have in the middle of in the Hidden Heartland. So it's fantastic, yeah.
So you want to kind of get on those itineraries before people get on planes in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. That's where it starts. So it starts here, and these people are booking their holidays for the different tour groups abroad. So, yeah, it's getting that first foot in, really, to be honest, you know.
And are there any particular countries you're targeting? Or
Yeah, well, we have a history of, in the Hidden Heartlands where we are with Canadian tours. So they're following the Famine Way, and they like the history of the Famine Way. So we're sitting on that, and we do a guided tour along the Royal Canal Greenway, which incorporates the Famine Way. So we talk about the history of the famine and the way the ancestors, their ancestors continued on their trip into Quebec in Canada. So, yeah, interesting.
And at the moment, would it be publicising yourselves online, I suppose, that kind of way? Is that how you're attracting people in?
Yeah, absolutely. We're domestic tours generally would book in online, and then we get the tour operators to try and come once a week, just maybe twice a week, drop off. We target small groups, maybe 12 to 20, and we do guided tours with them along the Royal Canal Greenway. So, yes, that's where we're target audience, American, Canadian, UK, European tourists, then they love the cycling, so they love that lovely cycle down the Royal Canal Greenway.
And I suppose trying to get those groups in and get them booked in advance, do you know how the business is going to go then? It's a great way to try and build and develop the business.
No, absolutely, because that's the key. If we have, we say, a tour operator booked in for next year or even the parts of this year, then we know they're coming twice a week. Can prepare for them and we can do our package tour, so we can arrange around that. Whereas then you have the people that's dropping in, it's a different story, but that's the key to our business. We can get to contact with them here and work on it from there then.
And you've been working with Fáilte Ireland to try and help build the brand, and that's, I suppose, why you're here.
Yeah, well, that's the key. To be honest, look, we're a small company, we're a family-run business, 8 years in the business. Fáilte Ireland, they're driving it, which is huge for us. We can advertise within our small area, but nothing like what Fáilte Ireland. Hidden Heartlands then is a whole different brand as well, which is growing and getting stronger. So that's really the key to it. They're driving the business for us. So that's the key for us, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're within the Ireland's Hidden Heartlands brand. Yeah, so I suppose that encompasses even a big area in itself.
It's a huge area, yeah. But also, we've been incorporated the last 2 years within a few counties there as well, in the Hidden Heartlands. So yeah, the tour operators are looking for something a little bit different. They know the Wild Atlantic Way. So, I mean, this is different for them. It's, as it says itself, it is hidden and it's in the heartlands, right in the centre. So, yeah.
So, you have a busy few days ahead.
Busy few days. So, we're really looking forward to then getting a great opportunity here down in Kerry. I know it's raining a bit, but it's lovely.
It's David Cleary, Director of Sales of EPIC, the Irish Immigration Museum.
And will you tell us about your business?
Sure. So, we're located in the heart of Dublin City Centre. We are an interactive museum that celebrates the history of Ireland's emigrants and where they went to all over the world. We bring people on a journey through 1,500 years of Ireland's history, explaining the reasons why 10 million Irish people would have emigrated from the island. And we go on to celebrate where they went to and what happened to them when they arrived in their new world.
So, would a lot of your target business, would it be with tour companies or organisers of travel trips that would be coming to Ireland, so you want to get to them before they even make it to Ireland?
Yeah, that's it. I suppose a lot of our business is working in the industry and working with tour operators all over the world, with travel agents, with travel advisors. They're the experts for their clients in knowing what there is to do on the island of Ireland. So getting into the itineraries and getting on suggested itineraries for places to go to and things to do, it's a key part of what we're aiming to do. Travel, I suppose, is a little easier for people in that they can go onto the internet and see the trip advisors and top things to do in certain cities. But the tourism trade, working with tour operators, is still a key way of getting yourself out there and getting yourself recognised.
And what countries then would be the biggest ones for you? Would it be Americans?
Typically, I suppose, yeah. For the Americans coming to an immigration museum, it's a key part of their identity. So the American visitors would be our biggest demographic that come to our museum. Second then would be our domestic. So we have a very strong education focus. So a lot of families and a lot of schools would come to the museum as well. And quickly followed by Britain and France and Germany. So the overseas market is the biggest markets that we try to aim to attract. Being obviously in the heart of Dublin, it's a busy spot for them starting from Patrick's weekend.
An event like this, Mehel, where you're getting hundreds of buyers, tour operators coming from around the world. Is an event like this key for a business like yourselves to try and target tour operators? Because I'm sure it can be hard, maybe if you're starting from scratch and you're trying to contact them all individually, getting them all in the one room, I suppose, is ideal, isn't it?
It's a really important event. It's the kickstart to this tour season. A lot of what we're doing this week here at Mehel and Killarney is focused towards next year and 2025. It's a key starting point to start contracting and to start getting your interest in in your business. We've been on the road as a museum for 6 years now, so we're getting better known with a lot of the operators. So building those relationships, it takes time. Seeing people year on year is a key part of kind of putting your product out there. But also then some of the new operators that are selling Ireland for the first time, they're coming to Mehel, and it's an opportunity for them to meet over 450 Irish suppliers, whether it's hotels or attractions or tour operator DMCs. It's a key way of them seeing so much of the product and it's experiencing it on the island of Ireland for the week or to either side of Mehel.
How are you finding business now post-COVID?
We've been very lucky, I suppose. We've bounced back massively after COVID. During the COVID times when we were allowed to open, we were able to pivot to a domestic audience for that real family market, so it really helped our museum. And then the first 2 months of the year has been our busiest ever. You know, we're really on an upward trend. This past St. Patrick's weekend in Dublin was buzzing. There were so many people over. Obviously, we've heard in the news about full room stock, which is, it's unfortunate for people that can't come, but it just shows that people are planning ahead a long time in advance. It's good for us as an attraction, as a museum, to hear that the city is full, and hopefully people get out there and start experiencing and living again and just go and enjoying their lives, which is great.
And would you have to attend a lot of these kind of events in different countries, you know, to try and promote the museum?
We would. We're very proactive in our sales activities. We partner with both Fáilte Ireland in the Republic of Ireland to go to various events like Mehel, but we work with Tourism Ireland overseas. So we would go overseas and work with them in our key demographic markets. Like in America, we travel East Coast, West Coast at various sales missions. Again, I suppose we're going over there as Team Ireland. We are promoting the island of Ireland together to get people to come over and then pushing our own individual attractions or hotels or whatever we're doing. Our message in the museum is all about people and the travelling of people overseas. We are very well received wherever we go because the Irish have had such a huge impact on the world and have made such a huge imprint. So it's very easy, but it's also a pleasure for me to go overseas and spread the message of Epic and the story that we tell. So it's the enjoyable part of the job, really.
And is it nice to come to Killarney to promote your museum?
It's great. Yeah, I'm based in Dublin. I've been in Dublin now for 13 years, but I'm a Limerick man, so it's always great to get back out west and get back down the country, you know. Killarney, I suppose having Mehel here both last year and this year is absolutely brilliant because it does bring people out of their comfort zone and brings people down the country to a beautiful part of the world. And for the international buyers that are coming, it's just another reminder as to how beautiful Kerry is and how beautiful Killarney is.
I'm Marco Weigertse, and I work for a wholesale tour operator called G2 Travel.
And where have you travelled from?
I travelled from London this time.
What kind of tours would you usually organise?
We organise wholesale group tours from Asia predominantly, but not just. And these groups travel from Asia or North America into Europe. And Ireland is a very popular destination for them.
And for an event like Mehel, would you come every year?
I can't come every year. I'm looking after the contracting for the whole of Europe and the UAE as well. But it is my second or third time, actually, that I joined Mehel. And it's always an amazing event, a great opportunity to meet all the suppliers and also our competitors. So from our competitors, we get a lot of information on how they are faring, especially now after COVID. Things have changed for all of us.
And an opportunity to meet newer businesses as well that mightn't have been in existence a few years ago?
Definitely as well, yeah. So it's a mixture of new suppliers, old faces that we haven't been able to visit for quite some time. And it's really great. It's actually overwhelming seeing today so many suppliers and so many buyers.
And when it comes to trips to Ireland, are there particular parts of the country or would you bring groups all over?
We bring all over, but taking that these people travel from so far away and have relatively little time, it is sort of a standard itinerary. It's sort of a tour around Ireland. Sometimes we manage to bring some new ideas and some new suggestions, but it's normally from what they know and what they see on social media and what they hear from others. They've all seen Killarney, they've all seen Galway, they've all seen Dublin, and that's what they want to see as well.
So Kerry would always be on the itinerary?
Oh yes, Kerry is actually one of the destinations where the tours tend to stay a little bit longer because there's so much to see and do. And as I experienced myself this weekend, you need a few extra days just in case the weather is like it was yesterday. I did a tour of Kerry myself and I saw very little, so it's a must to come back very soon in spring.
Marco Vagetza there of G2 Travel, one of the over 230 international buyers that were at Mehel in Killarney during the week. Well, next we hear from the CEO of Fáilte Ireland. Fáilte Ireland, of course, organised Mehel 2023 at the INEC in Killarney, and that's Paul Kelly.
We're here in the Gleneagle INEC and we have over 450 Irish industry from all around the country. And really importantly, we've over 230 international buyers from about 17 different countries around the world, all here to do business over the next couple of days. There's going to be thousands of contracts signed worth hundreds of millions of euros to the Irish economy. And of course, great to have them here in Kerry, which is such a fantastic jewel in the crown of Irish tourism. So brilliant that they're all getting to come and experience Killarney and Kerry.
And that move from 2 to 3 days, was that due to demand?
Yeah, it's just really around kind of scheduling and making sure, obviously, we're on a Monday now, in terms of we've had our buyers in over the weekend with about 10 different familiarisation trips all around the country. So they've been seeing that, and then we're kind of getting them all here for this morning. And it just works a bit better to kind of spread it over those 3 days and start a little bit later this morning to give people time to get in and get settled.
At that point where you're bringing them on the trips, you're getting them to see a little bit of Ireland. I know a lot of the tour operators would be familiar, but it's always great to re-familiarise themselves.
Yes, it is, absolutely. And you know, in terms of Ireland is changing. I mean, it's like anyone who travelled around Ireland 5 or 10 years ago, the things that there are to see and do now and the places to stay, it's just growing and developing all the time. So it's really important that we bring people, show them the new product, show them the old product that's upgraded and enhanced. And certainly, you know, we didn't waste the COVID time in Ireland. We kept developing, kept improving Ireland as a destination with loads of great new things to see and do. And I know here in Kerry, like the Kerry Greenway is going to be opening soon, and that's going to be another great addition. So there's lots of great additions constantly coming on. So really important to keep showcasing that to these international buyers.
And then just looking at the different areas, so the Hidden Heartlands and the Wild Atlantic Way, and is it important that you have it kind of, I suppose, segregated in a way to try and, you know, really build on each brand?
Yeah, I suppose like with the regional experience brands, what we do is we take what is the most motivating thing out of that region and put that in as a highlight. So in the east of the country, it's about the history, it's about the castles. And then over here in the west of the country, it's a bit more about nature and a bit more about that wild Atlantic rugged coastline. So, you know, and that's not to say there's not great history here in the west of the country and there's not great coastline in the east of the country, but they're the things that work best for those areas. And then, of course, in the Hidden Heartlands, it's about getting off the beaten track and out and getting active in nature. So there are different things, and Dublin is our kind of vibrant city side by side with nature. So they're the things, the easiest way to explain Ireland. It is far too complicated to try and explain each county individually in Ireland or each town individually when you're trying to explain what Ireland offers to overseas visitors. That level of detail works for domestic visitors, you know, in terms of, you know, most domestic visitors wouldn't say I'm going to the Wild Atlantic Way, they'd say I'm going to Kerry, which is on the Wild Atlantic Way. But for overseas visitors, you know, in terms of great to get them to say, I'm coming to the Wild Atlantic Way. And then once they come that, then they can come to Kerry and Cork and Clare and Galway and all the other locations. So it's the right way to sell the country internationally.
Yeah, have you noticed that difference, I suppose, since you started having the different regional areas when it comes to selling Ireland, say, to tour operators, those brands, that they work better when it comes to promotion?
Absolutely, they work incredibly well when it comes to promotion. If we look at, you know, in terms of how the Wild Atlantic Way has brought areas in Kerry into the tourism, those fabulous coastal scenery areas, into the tourism family in a way that they wouldn't have been there. And the Wild Atlantic Way is only 10 years old next year, it's not even 10 years old yet. And for it to have achieved so much, and then at other parts of the country, you know, there's places like Donegal and Sligo that would have never have had an overseas visitor before the Wild Atlantic Way, and now people are following the route up into those areas. So it's really helped us to grow traditionally strong places and spread out the tourism benefit in those strong places like Kerry. And it's also really helped us bring other developing areas like North Mayo, Sligo, Donegal into the tourism product offering as well. So they really work in terms of both explaining what Ireland is, but also getting a really good regional spread of tourism.
Looking at the industry in general, how do you think things are faring out this year when it comes to, say, maybe comparing with 2019 pre-COVID?
It's a mixed bag, really. First of all, demand is really good, you know, in terms of, we know there's a lot of people out there that want to come to Ireland and want to travel in general, and in particular want to come to Ireland. So demand is really good. We've got really good air access. Our problem really is supply, you know, in terms of, with so much of our tourism accommodation required for humanitarian reasons. I don't think we'll get back to 2019 levels yet, but that won't be because of lack of demand this year. That's going to be because we are going to lose some business, unfortunately, to other parts of the world because we won't have enough accommodation stock for everyone that we could have. So I think that's going to be the real challenge. The other challenge, of course, and it will affect areas like Kerry here, is the car hire situation. Most of the car hire companies had to sell off their fleets during COVID, and we're not back up to the 2019 levels of car hire yet. And, you know, in terms of there's still some work to be done to get the right kind of taxation treatment and to get the right restocking level to facilitate the car hire fleet building back to where it was in 2019, so that visitors can get around and see all of the wonderful parts of Ireland.
And would they be issues that you'd be regularly in contact with the government about?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, we'd work with our department and other parts of government, you know, constantly kind of providing information and analysis on what actions could possibly be taken. But, you know, in terms of, I mean, there's unfortunately there is no magic wand, there is no silver bullet. You know, in terms of we do need to respond to the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and the key way we can respond is to welcome people who've been displaced by that horrendous war. As we all know, we have real housing challenges in the country, so we've nowhere else for those people to stay. So, you know, in terms of, it's, you know, that's what we need to do as a country, and it takes a while to get alternatives in place, etc. So, you know, we're constantly kind of feeding in and making sure everyone's aware of the impact of that and aware, I suppose, of the impact of that on the other businesses, because, you know, there's a lot of businesses that rely on that tourism accommodation, the cafes, the galleries, attractions, activity providers, who, you know, all rely on those visitors being in the area. And if some of the tourism accommodation is gone, then that's less business for them. So that makes that very challenging for them.
Finally, Paul, I suppose, you know, you mentioned here at the start, we're here, there's hundreds of Irish businesses and international buyers as well, and they're going to do a huge amount of business basically over the next 3 days. But just looking at from Killarney's point of view, you're bringing hundreds of people into Killarney. That's always great, especially when it's off season.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to have this facility here in Killarney, to have such fantastic facilities and to have, you know, so much kind of tourism accommodation and stock that we can bring this type of event and conference to Killarney. And people love being here, you know, in terms of they love what they experience in Kerry. So it's great to get the opportunity to have the facilities to bring this type of group here and to be able to bring it. So it really is. It's super to have that. So, and I know everyone is buzzing here at the moment and really enjoying it. You know, and I'm sure we're going to have a great couple of days.
Paul Kelly there, CEO of Fáilte Ireland, speaking to me at the Mehel 2023 event at the INEC in Killarney. It took place between Monday and Wednesday and saw over 450 Irish businesses pitch to 230 international tour operators and buyers from 17 countries, and business deals worth hundreds of millions of euro would have been signed over those 3 days.